You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Reginald Hardwick in for Carell Vega. Prevailing wage is now a thing of Michigan's past. The House and Senate passed an initiative today to get rid of the law that requires workers to be paid union-level wages on public contracts. Union members and skilled trade workers gathered at the Capitol to oppose the vote. Tom Lutz is with the Michigan Regional Council of Carpenters. He says everyone in the skilled trades should be worried about being paid less, not just union members.
So it will and has affected in the surrounding states every construction worker.
But Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff says this is a win for taxpayers.
Anytime that the government mandates a wage for something, it isn't necessarily going to be the best wage. The market will find the right level of payment for folks for the job that's being performed.
This is a voter-initiated law, so it does not require a signature from the governor. Governor Snyder has historically opposed getting rid of prevailing wage.